and welcome to Academicast, Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Caitlin Sprayberry, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Carolyn Tate, a professor of art history. First, the news. Texas Tech names the first members to its Transdisciplinary Research Academy. 34 faculty members from varying disciplines make up 9 teams that will explore issues with a global reach. Michael San Francisco, Associate Vice President for Research, shared his thoughts about the Academy's first cohort.
What this Academy has done, it has brought together people who strive for things outside their comfort zones. Everybody has a passion. Everybody does their normal research and scholarly activity on a regular basis. But what the Academy provides is a mechanism for them to step outside these comfort zones and go after higher order goals that they can only achieve by interacting with others in a facile manner.
Aside from landing external funding, Academy members aim to develop white papers, grant proposals, new curriculum, and other educational outcomes from the research they produce.
The faculty in their first couple of meetings have been extremely enthusiastic. They've shown a great need to interact with one another and have actually shown that they're interested in what other groups are doing. This is an outcome that I did not originally foresee. So some groups have actually talked to other groups now, and so they may actually form a supra-umbrella, so to speak.
College deans nominated faculty for the Academy, and prospective members were screened by a committee of deans, associate deans, professors, and the Office of the Vice President for Research. In other news, a group of Texas Tech investigators is working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to keep salmonella out of beef. Texas Tech was awarded $700,000 to study cattle and find ways of reducing the bacteria's presence in meat. The research is funded by the USDA and the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The university is strengthening representation of its graduate student body. The Graduate Student Advisory Council will focus on improving campus life and resolving issues for those pursuing advanced degrees. 20 graduate students will be elected to serve on the council, along with 2 senators from the Student Government Association. Meanwhile, the School of Law was well represented at the National Moot Court Competition in New York City. Texas Tech's team won its 2nd consecutive national championship there, besting the University of California, Berkeley in the final round of the competition. Third-year law students Brandon Beck, Annie Hallmark, and Elizabeth Hill were coached by Professor Rob Sherwin. The moot court victory was preceded by Texas Tech's win at the American Bar Association arbitration competition in Chicago. The law school has been named a national champion in the arbitration competition 3 times since 2008. This year's arbitration team included third-year law student Wade Iverson and second-year law students Kate Murphy, Jared Maloney, and Meredith Mills. A desire to learn about the world has driven Professor Carolyn Tate to study and explore. Tate is a professor of art history in the College of Visual and Performing Arts, and her contributions to her field in the university allow her to stand apart. Provost Bob Smith recognizes Texas Tech Integrated Scholar Carolyn Tate for her teaching, research, and service efforts here.
Born to a military family, Professor Carolyn Tate resided in nearly 40 cities in 5 countries as she was growing up. She later adopted Austin as her educational home and attended the University of Texas. Professor Tate took courses in art history and an assortment of other subjects, which led to a bachelor's degree in ceramics, printmaking, and art history. Her interest in pre-Columbian art history led her to graduate studies at UT, where she earned master's and doctoral degrees in the field.
Art history is a way for us in the modern era to explore the beliefs and attitudes of previous civilizations. And what I'm interested in is the civilizations that are prehistoric. And so there's no writing about them, and they did not themselves write, mostly. And so what we have to study them with is their art objects. And so that's why I got into art history. I really wanted to find out about the world.
Professor Tate's scholarship deals with the pre-Columbian period and a focus on the indigenous peoples of North and South America before the arrivals of Europeans.
The history of the Americas is fascinating. The people in North and South America did amazing things. They built some of the longest lasting civilizations in the world. They made all kinds of technological developments in terms of astronomy and timekeeping and writing. The Maya developed one of the only five writing systems ever developed in the world, was developed on this continent, North America. So they're inherently interesting. But why we should know about them is to make our own consciousness complete. We need to learn from what they did, and we need to honor and respect those people and their descendants.
In addition to her expertise in the ancient Maya, Professor Tate has extensively studied the art of the Olmec, a civilization that flourished in Mesoamerica from 1400 BC to 400 BC. An outcome of her more than 15 years of research is the book Reconsidering Olmec Visual Culture, which was published in January of 2012. In the book, Professor Tate considers the symbolic prominence of women, embryos, and fetuses in Olmec culture.
At least 25% of all the Olmec imagery in stone, not counting ceramic sculptures, in stone, at least 25% of it portrayed women. And then another 25% of it portrayed unborn human beings, human embryos and human fetuses. So this whole book is about the images of women and the images of the unborn that have been recognized. People have seen these things. They just didn't know what they were. So I'm trying to explain what they are. I think they did see the embryo as a symbol of sort of life's potential. You know, it changes so rapidly from week to week. And I'm sure they were able to observe embryos at different weeks. So there's this whole idea of this rapid growth and rapid transformation and this powerful sort of life potential. And I think that's what they were making a symbol of, that they really honored the concept of life and growth, and that that's why it was such a major symbol.
Professor Tate lectured and curated art for a number of years before joining the faculty at Texas Tech in 1993. Aside from her research and time in the classroom, she has handled an assortment of outreach projects over the years, including serving on administrative search committees and the university's faculty senate. Professor Tate also helped develop the new master's degree program in art history at Texas Tech.
The good thing about teaching, I think, in a university, in a research institution, is that it is a blend of activities. I always try to take on projects that I feel I would be good at and that I'm interested in and that will sort of advance the whole program or the university in some way.
Akin to Professor Tate, junior faculty members who strive to be integrated scholars can also stand out by concentrating on their interests and strengths. By applying themselves in teaching, research, and service, faculty members can make lasting contributions to their students, colleagues, and the world, literally. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. You can learn more about Professor Tate and other integrated scholars by visiting our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And finally, AcademicCast would like to congratulate Wella Moore and Anne-Marie Scott for their impressive finishes at the annual meeting of the American Society for Microbiology. Moore, a biology doctoral candidate, placed first at the meeting's poster presentation. Moore's research focused on the use of garlic-based ointment to treat burn wounds. Scott, a cell and molecular biology junior, captured second place with her poster on the antibacterial effectiveness of selenium. That concludes this edition of AcademicCast. If you would like to learn more about our program or the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.